everything is broken. This poem is accompanied by two epigraphs. Seems like every time you turn around, something else just hit the ground. From the Bob Dylan song, Everything is Broken. And from a poem by William Stafford, I have woven a parachute out of everything broken. Everything is broken. The DVD, CD, CVD, MP player, eject mechanism stuck. The wily master, practicing his martial art, is caught in the eternal teeth of the machine. My son's computer, modem driver erased itself. Soldiers immobilized in the heat of battle. The escape velocity of glass. When I slammed the window, the old pane in its rot-bitten wood frame splintered. Not the screen, though, that disintegrated months ago. The couch, too, unfolded, its sprocket sprung, its hinge unhung, unrefoldable. Everything is broken, I complained, and my husband smirked, eyeing that couch gone to bed and giving me the lewdest look. The broken things of the world have never moved him. I'm the one who collected the kitten with the punctured lung from where it lay in the matted leaves. The mother licked it once and walked away. Nothing I can do, the vet said. What's broken is broken. Only last week, my daughter was watching Men in Black on the video when suddenly the two towering icons, lofty and self-evident, rose up on the screen. Sitting on a bench in Battery Park, the actors took no special notice of what was no more than conversation's backdrop. Did you see that? I yelled, and my daughter rewound the tape. We watched it over and over, not as they had us do on CNN. Everything that was broken, we made whole again. I told my daughter this is a form of resistance. While the newsreel is stuck in its groove, our Fata Morganas shimmer. My daughter gathers broken children like dolls. Their apathy frightens me, but she jumps right into their broken hearts and tinkers until all their complicated machinery kicks in. But the motor on the Hoover's gone again. The vacuum, or the broken edge of it, superimposed on a map. Master timeline, revision number 15, entry interface to coastal crossing. Approaching the coast, crossing the California coast, Mach 18, crossing Nevada, crossing Utah, crossing New Mexico. Remote sensors indicate off-nominal external event. Momentary brightening of plasma trail, crossing North Texas, last pulse, before loss of signal, last recognizable downlist frame. The antenna snapped off in the car wash, so I took my son to the seashore. 20 videotapes survived the crash, as did hundreds of lab worms from a science experiment. One tape shows our hero floating weightless above the smooth curve of this coastline. My son is too old for tears, so I cry for him. He sits on the sand at Caesarea, hot and unhappy, while I lie down in the water and let the waves break over me again and again. Maybe it's because I haven't told him yet about those who are lost in sorrow or broken, the way their shadows draw up darkness from the sea, that even when we absent ourselves from the burning hourglass or webs of salt, that even when grief unfurls with a snap of the cord, whether we stare it down or look away, we are all travelers on Earth's dark craft, husks of speed in the night, flaming wings.